The Union Army was defeated at Fredericksburg, Virginia in mid-December 1862. President Lincoln needed a victory to bolster the North and the Emancipation Proclamation that came into effect on January 1st. What resulted was a winter battle here. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Gib Backlund says it's one of the most important and deadliest battles in the Civil War. Interestingly, many Americans know little about it.
Stones River was a major battle in the Civil War. There were more than 81,000 soldiers who fought here. 23,000 became casualties.
Stones River stands apart from many battles merely by the time of year when it was fought.
It was a devastating, bloody battle in the middle of winter, fought under terrible conditions. The significance of it is that it gave the Union Army control of Middle Tennessee, and they never turned back.
A Union defeat at Fredericksburg in mid-December 1862 meant morale was low in the North. President Lincoln pushed for a chance to confront the Confederate Army.
He told his generals he needed this victory and ordered them to fight. Had he not pushed as hard as he did, typically the armies wouldn't fight in the middle of the winter. They would have just stayed put.
Besides morale building, there was another important reason Lincoln pushed for a battle and a victory.
The preliminary emancipation had been issued earlier in the fall, but the final went into effect on January 1st, 1863, right in the midst of the Battle of Stones River. So the Union victory here helped give muscle to the Emancipation Proclamation.
One of the most interesting tales from Stones River is the story that unfolded when the bands met across the darkened field of battle the night before the fighting began. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.